played a pretty solid game and did a much better job of executing, and that's part of it. Things aren't always going to go your way out there, and you have to bounce back, and that's what we did. I thought we played a pretty solid third period.
And Robin, how did you know when Quickie kicked back? When did you see him kick back into being vintage Quickie?
Right at the start of the game. You know, I think he was really solid all game. Didn't have nearly as much work ahead of him as he did in Chicago, and it was good to see that. We need to play really well in front of him and keep everything to the outside. And also allow them to see shots, not allow Chicago to get as much traffic as they want. And when we do that, we allow them to come out, play his angles, see the puck. He's going to make lots of saves.
Robin, you probably didn't know a whole lot about Slava Voynov when you got here. What have you learned about him, and what impresses you perhaps about him?
Well, he seems to really love the playoffs. He's red hot here, and the offensive output has really been great to see. He's a very good player. He's not the biggest guy, but he's very very athletic, and he competes hard. You know, you can see him in the corner using that ability to defend against players that are bigger than him. And you know, what he's done offensively has been huge for this team. And you know, we'll hopefully see him continue this role, because it's great to see.
Can you describe the physical play and how much that came in this game? I mean, you guys were all over him, I thought, more than you had been in the last few games.
Yeah, I think we knew that we had to do a better job physically, especially against those top two lines that they have. They have a tremendous amount of speed and skill on those lines, and you have to be physical against them, make it difficult, make it hard to get to pucks, hard to get to the net, things like that. That stuff, it pays off. You know, might not pay off immediately with that shift, but you can wear guys down over the course of a series. So I thought we did a better job of that.
Was it important for Quick to have a good, solid night tonight after what happened Sunday?
Well, I think it was important that everyone be better after what happened in the first two games on the road.
I mean, you know, some people were saying that he was starting to get overshadowed by the other goalie, and I know that goalies don't really look at it that as a one-on-one thing, but do you think it was time for him to show what he can do again?
Look at what he's done the whole playoffs. You know, it was one game. I think you're making way too much of one game. Personally.
How about Matt Green and what he brings to the table right now? When you guys were without him, I mean, he has just added so much back there, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a veteran presence. He's a guy that I think that he was sorely missed during the regular season here. Unfortunately, he had some serious injury problems. But a veteran guy, a physical presence, a calming influence, a big part of the dressing room in here, a vocal guy and a leader. So those are some big skates to fill, and definitely a big part of the team.
In addition to the physicality, early on the pace was very high. Was that part of the plan to come out, you know, be physical and keep the tempo up, lots of shots, et cetera?
Yeah, that we knew we didn't do a very good job in the first two games of that, and we were on our heels a little bit, especially in the first game. So that was part of what we wanted to do, and there's a lot of things that go into that. You have to be there for short little support plays for one another, and that allows you to move the puck quickly and get up the ice and be available for one another. We find we get into problems when we get stretched out a little bit too much. Guys are trying for kind of those home run plays, and it leads usually to turnovers, and a very good transition team like Chicago is going to really make you pay for that, and they did score a few, I think it was three goals in the first two games off the rush. So we did a much better job of just executing our game plan, playing the way that we need to.
So how about 15 straight at home? That's pretty impressive, and you need 16 badly, though, don't you, right now?
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, we don't talk about talk about that in here at all. We have a way that we need to play, and for whatever reason, we do a heck of a good job of it at home, and not as good a job on the road. So, I wish we could bottle that up and take it on the road. But yeah, all we're doing is approaching the next game the exactly same way we approaching this game, and we need to continue to play well at home.
Thank you.